Hello? Hello? Any other kids up here today? Want to meet me at the manger? Did you pack a lunch? It's a long trip. Takes about 5 or 6 days. Yeah, on the back of a donkey, maybe an ox. Okay, we're there. Okay, come on over. You see the manger scene here? Here, why don't you stand back just a wee little bit? What do we have in our manger scene? You got a cow? Yep. What else you got? Yes, there's sheep. A goat? Yep. A donkey. That's my favorite right there. Yeah. And this is an ox, I think. Yes. And of course, what else is there in the manger? Yes, we have Jesus when as a baby depicted there. And who's this guy back here? Joseph and
Mary.
And Mary. And who is Mary? Yes, the mother of Jesus, the wife of Joseph, yes. And this is sort of, we call this a manger. You know, a manger back in the day was really just a place where the animals ate. The whole thing, a manger. It was called the manger. It was like a trough where the animals would eat. If you have pets at home and they have a little dog dish or a food dish, you know, for the dog or for the cat, that people back a long time ago would call that the manger, where the animals hang out and where they eat. Well, so Jesus was born among the animals. Ordinary kind of life, married to two people here, or born to two people here in the midst of all the animals. But on the night of Jesus' birth, he had some guests that night. Do you remember who the guests were? That's right. Actually, I have them tucked away over here. Here's a shepherd dude. Would you hold that for me? Hold that there. Oh, that's the only shepherd we got. Okay, this is good. You'll know it's plural represented by this. He was elected by the crowd of shepherds. Hold him up there. Now, what kind of a person cares for sheep? We call them shepherds, right? Or a sheep herder. And so that little guy there, it's not much bigger than you, I don't think, has a sheep on his shoulder. And they herd out in the fields the night Jesus was born. They heard a great commotion up in the sky. And do you remember who made all that noise? That's right. That's right. And here, special effects. See, the angel appears and out in the field. So the shepherds see the angels in the sky, again, representing a whole heavenly crew of angels. And they are led to find Mary and Joseph hanging out with the animals. That's the place where Jesus was born. And the big news about Christmas is that Christmas is God's gift to us. Christmas means Christ's birth. So Jesus' birth is a great, huge gift. You know, there are a lot, here, I'll take that shepherd, it's probably heavy. Yeah. Wait, let me put the angel down. We're totally crowded out here in this one room. Animal sty. Great, you know, at Christmas time, hold that for me. At Christmas time, we get lots of gifts from people. And one of the special gifts, do you ever get Christmas cards with people's pictures in them? Yeah, is that pretty cool? But like, who's on your pictures? What do you remember getting picture cards from?
Cousins,
good. Who else?
Moms, dads.
Yeah, moms and dads, sure. Who else?
Grandparents,
sure. Here's one of my favorites, my dog. Finn sent out Christmas cards this year. It's very nice. That's here. We have a family. We had a family Christmas card. Yeah, we have like that. And here's another one. These are gifts, aren't they? They represent people that we love. They're people that are special. Here's another one from a niece of mine, Melissa and me. Nice. You can't see that? Come see later. And here, just some friends from the neighborhood sent some pictures. And here's another one from some neighbors quite a distance away. We don't see them very often, but when we get these depictions, these pictures, these photographs, they tell a story. And they represent a gift to us. And that's what God did. He sent a postcard to us to show his love. And that postcard was Jesus. That photograph was Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. And so let's give thanks tonight that God loved us so much that he gave us a very special gift. And as we open the gift, we get the benefits of it. Thanks for coming up with me tonight. Let's offer a word of thanks to God. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of Christmas, the gift of Jesus. And I thank you that these kids can also experience Christmas in so many delightful ways. Bless them and their caregivers, their neighbors and friends, their classmates. Bless them and allow them to enjoy the special gift of Jesus this Christmas. And thank you for our friends and our neighbors and those that think about us this holiday and for sharing their photographs. And we thank you for surrounding us with love because you loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for being with me tonight. You could return to be with your family.